Culture.
The culture of cuteness. Small but mighty. How cuteness has taken over the world.
Scroll through any social media feed and before long a cute video will appear. Perhaps it shows a giggling baby or a rabbit nibbling strawberries. A red panda might be throwing its paws in the air like a furry thief being apprehended. Or a kitten may sit astride a tiny motorcycle. The supply of these endearing clips is huge. On TikTok, there are 65 million videos tagged with the cute hashtag. The demand is even greater. Those videos have been viewed more than 625 billion times. Cute things are everywhere, not just online. In Japan, where appreciation for all things kawaii is especially keen, roadblocks come in the form of dolphins, ducks, or frogs. Hello Kitty, a cartoon, adorns everything from phone chargers to first aid kits. In America, a puppy has advertised beer, and an endearing gecko helps Geico sell around $39 billion in car insurance a year. In Britain, a cartoon koala helps peddle toilet paper. An interest in the adorable has long been derided as girlish and frivolous, but cuteness has recently become a subject of serious inquiry, inspiring scientific research, academic literature dubbed cute studies, and a recent book, Irresistible, How Cuteness Wired Our Brains and Conquered the World. A new exhibition at Somerset House in London also examines the ubiquity of cuteness in culture, bringing together art, games and toys. Cuteness has taken over, says Claire Catterall, the curator. It's infiltrated almost every aspect of our lives. What do humans consider cute? In the 1940s, Konrad Lorenz, an Austrian zoologist, found that people are drawn to babies with big eyes, a small nose and mouth, and round cheeks, as well as a pudgy body, short arms and legs, and a wobbly gait. These traits motivated people to nurture and protect babies, helping ensure their survival. Humans are so drawn to these attributes that cats and dogs may have been bred to emphasise those same features. Cartoon characters have morphed too. For instance, Mickey Mouse's arms, legs and nose have shrunk since 1928, while his head and eyes have become larger. A study from 2015 found that participants felt more energetic and positive and less annoyed, anxious or sad after watching cat videos. Morten Kringelback, a neuroscientist at Oxford University, has studied the brain's rapid reaction to baby faces. The orbitofrontal cortex, a region linked with pleasure, among other things, is activated within a seventh of a second. Men and women are equally eager to look at adorable infants. Cuteness is not a new obsession. Japanese artists in the Edo period between 1603 and 1868 painted puppies or fashioned them out of ivory. Joshua Paul Dale, the author of Irresistible, argues that the popularity of Cupids in Renaissance and Rococo art made winged babies the major expression of cuteness in Western art for three centuries. Technology has offered new ways to enjoy winsome things. Harry Poynter's photographs from the 1870s, on display at Somerset House, depict felines in anthropomorphised ways, sitting on tricycles or in prams. As he added amusing captions, he is credited as the inventor of the cat meme. It was in the 20th century that cuteness dug in its tiny claws. Walt Disney brought a parade of wide-eyed creatures to cinemas across the world. He apparently instructed his animators to keep it cute. Japanese kawaii culture also went global with the spread of anime films and manga comic books. After the advent of mass production, cute trinkets and toys became widely available. Sanrio, which owns Hello Kitty, has $3.8 billion in sales a year. Then, with the internet, cuteness became available on demand. People could watch and share amusing content of their children or favourite animals at any time. In 2022, more than 90,000 videos of cats were uploaded to YouTube every day. So voracious is the appetite for cute content that in 2014, when Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, was asked what surprised him most about internet usage, he replied simply, "Kittens." Cuteness has real-world uses. Lovot, a doe-eyed companion robot with a button nose, is covered in sensors and responds positively when cuddled. Such innovations may help combat loneliness among the elderly. Policymakers too might harness the power of cute to nudge people's behaviour. Japan's kawaii barriers are sought to reduce road rage incidents. Putting images on bins of sea turtles or dolphins trapped in rubbish has been shown to reduce plastic waste. Mr. Kringleback says that cute babies can encourage people to have empathy for demonised groups such as refugees. An appreciation for cute things is a joy in and of itself, but it also has the potential to change the world, he argues. How's that for a cute idea?